You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello and welcome back to the Death Note Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast. It's a family, not a network. I'm here with my man Jason. What up, Jason?
Hey there. I just made the Shinigami ears trade, and I can tell your name is Jim.
It is
amazing,
Jim.
Huh?
It's weird, amazing. Too, because luckily you have the ears deal, because I am here with a motorcycle helmet on, and I'm in a car with tinted windows. So there you go.
Nice.
There's some crazy stuff in this chapter. It is really, gung-ho forward craziness.
I can't quite decide if it's fun, silly, or just a little bit too far. It's right on the edge. It's really right on the edge.
It is. Now, I'll give you that. That edge is a weird thing, because we do like how a lot of this stuff makes sense and how it really sets up things. And then when you get a little goofy, it does feel off a little. But it is chapter 52, split second. I mean, it starts right off. I mean, right away, you end up having Higuchi just, bare knuckle driving his Porsche, which we find out it's a Porsche as we get the description.
Red Porsche 911, yeah. He's still got that crazed look on his face from having the Shinigami eyes. Just killed that cop. Oh, and by the way, this is an extra long chapter, too, which is why I'm slightly late answering your link there. It's a 30-page chapter.
It was a little extra. Yeah, and luckily, because I recorded right before this, and I thought I wasn't going to have as much time, and I actually had a little extra time, and I'm reading, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is long. And even, like, the beginning when you go and how I'm reading it in the app, you end up then having what looks like would be a crispy color page, as Luke would say, but it's turned to be landscape. It's very odd. I don't know how.
I looked that up. I wanted to see the color version. It does look very cool in the color version. I wouldn't mind that.
It looks like
a poster here in my little basement studio next to my Odd Taxi poster.
Yeah, it's got a lot of things going on. And yeah, so we get into this and they're still doing the broadcast. They're still pretending that, and we'll get to that eventually about what the general public is probably thinking of Sakura TV. But when you're doing that, you end up where they're chasing down.
How long
was
this interview going to be? Like 3 hours, I think?
3 hours. 3 hours. And then they get to the end and just kind of end it. Never does anything. I
think of the viewer at home. I'd be so mad.
It would basically be like that versus the Al Capone's vault is what ends up happening. At least they tried to find something in Al Capone's vault.
It's like the end of what was that HBO show with the mobsters?
Oh, with Sopranos.
Yeah,
where it just goes
like Sopranos,
to black.
Right.
Yeah. People weren't happy with that
Holston's
either.
Holston's ice cream parlor there in New Jersey, right? I think they're blue.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, and all of a sudden, fade to black, because in this you do have L and he's screaming, he's giving all these, hey, listen, police, back off. He's trying to get everybody coordinated into what's happening here.
Right, we're springing into action. We've set everything up, and now it's too dangerous. Now we can't let him just wander around and watch what he does. He's killing cops, he's killing people. But yeah, this is important because it comes back later at the end of the chapter. L says, yeah, we've got to tell the cops what's up, that we have Kira, he's on the run, but everybody stay far away, we'll take care of it. Us people who are completely have no authority
anything, whatsoever, that will come up a couple times. I love that he does get a hold of the director of the MPA to tell him all the information so that he doesn't do anything. And then, yeah, it kind of gets a little twisted and turned by the end, but you have everybody freaking out. You end up where they're going to say, hey, where is he going? They're tracking him, but let's get everything in. And they are smart about some things, because we were worried about Matsuda. We were worried that you would get Higuchi. He's going there to see. All he has to do is see the face of Matsuda.
He's not going straight
he's got the
there.
Deal. Well, he's
L,
going the
L
opposite.
Thinks he's,
yeah.
L thinks he's going to the studio, but he goes the other direction. He's going to Yatsuba. He thinks he can look at the security footage there, other pictures, because Matsuda, or the guy we know as Matsuda, he was sneaking around there for a while. He was playing as Misa's manager. So there should be some video of him there, which answers a question we had. We were asking, do these Shinigami eyes work on video or pictures? And yes, they
do. Yeah, it seems, as far as he knows, you're going. And the thing is, when they're doing, they don't know, when they do yell, like, right out, oh my god, he's heading back to the exit, but they do set up that there's mannequins in place for the finale, and they even push it up. Okay, let's get to the end. Let's have the
so
reveal.
Hard at this page.
And then there's mannequins, and then and everybody's freaking out. Then you have Light, and LL says, "We're going to get going. We're going to go to everybody's heading off except for Misa Misa, who then pretty much gets chained up to a chain."
This is the wackiest page in the whole thing. First, they say, "Okay, we're going to have mannequins." Laughed out loud at that. Then they say, "Okay, Misa Misa, you can't come with us, so we're going to cuff you at the wrists and at the ankles." And then they wrap her in like 8 miles of chain. I think they just, she's sitting in a office chair, so I think they just spun her around to let the chain go around her. But she's completely happy about that.
Oh, she loves it.
Weird, because Light told her to do it. And whatever Light says,
she gets upset at first, and he said, "Next thing, I think she's going to mind freak everyone. Or David Blaine it up, where she's going to have to escape." It's so crazy.
That's what I have in my notes. She looks like a Las Vegas lovely assistant at a magician.
Yeah. So she's doing that. And then who you would think would be with Tari, because I don't know how many people L really knows, says, "If we don't return, somebody will come and free you in 24 hours. But Watari is with them. And if things go wrong with them, is somebody going to come and get her? I don't know. It's so
who knows?
Weird.
But we don't think that's going to come into play. We think they'll be able to come back. But yeah, I didn't recognize that as Watari in the helicopter at first. He has all sorts of skills. He's there holding. He's still wearing his tiny little glasses, and at the same time holding his sharpshooter rifle.
He's got a sharpshooter rifle. And then speaking of skills, they jump into a helicopter and just take off. And then it's weird. Light says, "Hey, L, I didn't know that you could control or fly a helicopter." And this would be like me saying to a 6-year-old, "Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could drive a car." And the 6-year-old goes, "Well, you know, they ended up changing the law. I didn't ask you the law. I'm saying I didn't know how you knew how to drive a thing." All you had to do was that L would say, "Oh, yeah, I know a lot of things." But you said that sure. It almost plays off like it's, wanting to make them the same kind of, it's
yeah, so
weird.
The way L responds, he says, "You don't need a license for this," which, you know, I do not claim to be an expert on Japanese aerospace law, but I'm thinking you probably need a license to fly a helicopter over Tokyo. I'm just thinking.
And if this was somewhere that I could say, "Oh, you know what? They don't have a lot of helicopters." No. It seems like this.
And then L says to Light, "Oh, you could probably do this too," which I think is just reinforcing that whole duality, two sides of the same coin. They can both do whatever needs to be done. They're both the best, smartest, best at tennis, fly helicopters.
Yeah, they could just do it. It's just so weird. I didn't know you knew how to fly a helicopter. Oh, it's not against the law. Like, you didn't answer the question. They're just flying around. And all I could think of is, how many times I've heard of helicopters crashing when there are actually
I don't think it's
pilots.
Very easy. I've heard it's like very difficult. Not that I can fly anything, but I would not start at helicopters.
I have tried in these flight simulators. I'm all over the place.
I can't fly those little drones that you get, little battery operated ones. Crashing. I tried once, crashed it.
Well, I tried once. I do have to admit, and I found out that it is true. There's a calculation for how many feet. Uh-oh. An RC helicopter plane falls. That's the amount of damage. Because this guy, one of our buddies, he's actually in the FBI, and he ended up having this like helicopter deal, and he let me try, and I crashed it immediately. I didn't know how to do it. Again, it would be just like me in this helicopter, and the thing got destroyed, and it wasn't cheap. Oops. But he had some money. So and he thought it was funny, but I don't think he thought it was funny. He tried to play it off that he thought it was, but. There they go. They're off to, it throws me off that he's flying this helicopter.
Everybody's in motion. We have, Weddy has been trailing Higuchi, but she's peeling off to go to the studio. Detective Yagami's already at the studio. Before Weddy joins her, she says, "Oh, by the way, I've gotten rid of all of the data, all the images of Matsuda at Yatsuba." Super convenient. Just kind of spat out in one panel. Just so we know that when he gets to Yatsuba, he won't be able to find squat. Now, exactly how she could get into the full security records of the entire corporation.
She hacks, but it's
fine.
Weird. And
okay.
I actually thought it would have been one of those that might have been better for us to have that, "Oh my God, he's going to find it." And then all of a sudden, when he can't, you could have Elle say,
then have
"Oh, by the way, Weedy, right. Did you get rid of that?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, I did." And at least have that tension, but it threw it off a bit. Then I'm thinking, are they going to play like there's extra special deal, or she only got rid of the stuff, not the stuff when he faked his own death? I thought there was going to be a twist, but there isn't. He goes there, and it's a, I guess, is this just a timing thing so you can get everybody off to the studio, get everybody set?
I guess
maybe?
So, because we don't really need this scene. We could have him just say, oh, I'm going to the studio. We don't need, this was not a loose end. No one was going to say, oh, why didn't he go back to Yatsuba for the security footage?
It actually shocked us that he wasn't going right to the studio that he went to. But that made it almost feel smart. Like, he didn't want to go to this, but then nothing happens. So why do it? It was
weird.
The
one interesting thing at Yatsuba is when he realizes that the footage he needs has been erased, he gets kind of paranoid because who did this to me? Am I being betrayed by someone in the group? They would still be in trouble, so why would they do that? So that little moment was kind of cool of him saying, what's going on here?
And then he thinks that because, you know, he doesn't know Matsuda's real name, that whole deal, but he thinks, oh my God, that guy's a genius. Like,
because yeah, that's like the first moment that he really knows, oh, there's something going on about me right now. People are after me.
And then it really feels like that is there to push the idea that he can't, like, shrug it off and say, oh, they're just bluffing. That he now, I think that he's like, oh my God, like, they got it. And now, while this is going on, you are told they're going to announce the name, but they grab these mannequins.
2 hours and 45 minutes in, yeah.
The idea where you're going through all this, and yeah, Matsuda was behind a screen, they knocked it up, but
they
the guy
mannequins.
Doing the announcing was kind of out and about, right? Now he's a mannequin. I don't think anybody is so
well,
weird.
They're mannequins. They're amazingly lifelike, accurate to Matsuda looking mannequin. The only way you can tell is like he's got weird joints on his fingers. When was this made? Why could they? I mean, they're behind the screen. All they need is vaguely human silhouettes. They could have used crash test dummies. They could have used department store mannequins. That would have been funnier. Right.
Did you think we were going to get a rule? That all of a sudden that the mannequin was so lifelike that he actually saw him like, oh my God.
I didn't think of that, Jim. No,
the thing though is, remember though, it's funny because he has to see the name is what he's trying to get. So I don't think the mannequin would have the name above her. I'm just like, why are they so lifelike? Like you said, they're so lifelike, but yet they're not because you're going to have this film of the announcer.
Right,
and it's
but they
just
still
a
have
mannequin.
The audio going. They pre-tape the audio, which makes me think, why didn't they just pre-tape the whole damn thing?
Yeah.
And just air it and pretend it was going out live. Maybe they thought, oh, there'll be a leak that it wasn't going to be live, and maybe Higuchi would find out. But
so
I don't
crazy,
know.
So
very
crazy,
silly. So
and
silly.
So they're playing a audio that's going to reveal Higuchi until I mean we already said it. It doesn't. They cut it. Why? And people at home are just going to be furious that they spent 3 hours. And then even at the point, you know something's wrong because they said, cut to commercial, we're going to come back and we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And then when you get to it with the mannequins, hey, we're going right to, they're going to another commercial break. And what is happening? And yeah, but Gucci's just desperately trying to get there. He's trying to figure out, oh, I'll be allowed in because we run commercials there. That's even a stretch.
Another one of these lines is just kind of thrown in as a line of dialogue to answer a question that someone had. Oh, how did he get into the studio? Oh, we pay the money for commercials.
Yeah, just
but
imagine.
But he gets to the studio. It's basically deserted. No security, which again makes him make a little suspicious there. Something's up. But hey, you know, nobody around. That's actually good for him. And at the time, Detective Yagami and Weddy are waiting for him. Right inside where they're being filmed, right in there where the mannequins
there's
are.
Like a little barrier, and over there, there's the mannequin sitting there with the audio going.
On the
it's
set.
So crazy, yeah. And so the big thing here, and it happens a couple times actually, where Weedy says, "Hey, I got this gun for you. You got me. You should use this. We're going to need it." And then just has to throw out the idea that Aber hates guns. Like I love the idea. It's like, take this. Aber hates them. But we should use them. It's just a weird thing that. But
yeah, I don't know. It's just guns are a very touchy topic in Japan. I mean, even before they had their ex-prime minister just, you know, had a rough time with one, to say the least. So Detective Yagami, he's a good guy. He's a law and order, you know, lawful good kind of a fellow. He's not a cop anymore. I'm not allowed to have this. But he does take the motorcycle helmet to cover his face. So at least he has that.
And that's pretty good. And we had a couple other mangas that came up. And when I did look into things and reading stuff, it's one of those that even unholstering your gun in Japan and pointing at somebody, not even that really is like something they don't want to ever do. Like that throws some guys off just even having to maybe use the gun. So I get it. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm not a cop, and he's following the rules. And she's like, you do you ever loosen up? Nope. And then
we know that L and his crew, Weber and Iber, are kind of not so law and order. They'll do whatever needs to be done to get the job done. So it does show the distinction between the various people on the team. And that's okay.
And they even seem like they've been doing work all over the world, too. So just the idea of Japan, it's not as big to them. That's how I got it. But even so, you get it where Yagami, he's not going to use a gun. And I guess you
Which
set up that
Aber...
Which
is kind of dumb once you know the ending of the next scene happens, yeah.
And I guess you're also showing Aber doesn't really like them, so he's probably not good at them, but that doesn't really play that much into it. It's weird. He does end up going, but it doesn't really deal with much. And
right. So Higuchi there runs into the studio. He finds out, oh, it's just mannequins, just dummies. He sees the oddly lifelike mannequins. And that's when Detective Yagami and Weddy jump out. And, you know, she points the gun at him. And he tries for, like, 6 seconds to try to play it cool. Oh, I'm just here to talk to Mr. So-and-so. But then he pulls out a gun. And we knew he had a gun. We've seen that a couple of chapters ago. It was in the glove compartment of his car. So that was set up. That was fair.
He's like, let me get my card gun. And he shoots.
And he holds it sideways like a...
Like he's a gangster.
Like a 1990s movie gangster. Yeah,
that's what it is. He's a gangster. That's where I've only ever held a gun once in my life. My dad was big with guns, and he had me hold a handgun, and I held it sideways. He was so mad at me. He was so mad. I just sat there. I didn't want to even hold it. I'm like, and he's like, what are you holding it like that? And I'm like, here, take it back. I don't want to accidentally shoot somebody. My dad, who at one point was, you know, classic, saying like, oh, man, it doesn't, and shot through the roof. And luckily, nobody was upstairs. Yikes. But he did do that because he was, like, claiming it wasn't loaded. But again, my dad at that point was, you know, starting to forget things. And it was not good. That's when Tanya said, the kids aren't going to be allowed over there by themselves because my dad and these guns. But, yeah, he holds it like a gangster, and he shoots, and Yagami jumps in front. I thought he was dead.
He's trying to shoot Weddy, which makes sense because she's really the only threat because she's got the gun and also the skin tight spandex outfit. So
like
she is
Black Widow.
She is dangerous in all sorts of ways here. You can put an eye out with those. But Detective Yagami jumps in front of her and takes the gun. Yeah, I thought Detective Yagami was going to be dead here because he had a moment with his son earlier where Light said, "Oh, be safe, Dad," and his dad was like, "You don't have to tell me to be safe."
It's a weird thing. I don't want my son telling
me that. Death flag moments. Yeah.
I thought it was, and then I started thinking the idea: okay, did he get shot? Like the helmet would break off. And the thing that goes here, though, is while you would have some problems, I don't know that he has any time to just time out and start writing in the death note. So even if he saw your face at this moment, I don't know.
Well, they don't know that. They still don't understand how the death note works.
I'm just saying myself, it's like when you're doing this, I wonder how it would play out. And I'm thinking, okay, but the chief only gets shot. She gets shot in the arm.
Yeah, he's surrounded, though, because it's not only the detective and Weddy there, but Iber and Mogi is there as well. So he's surrounded. I guess they're all just freaked out by this gunshot because Higuchi just slips out the door and runs off, even though he was surrounded. And belatedly, Iber does, oh, I did have this gun here. I guess I got to take it out now. Like, you dummy, you're like 2 minutes late.
Yeah, and then he goes, and it's that classic, you see like a foot as he turns the corner, and he misses and goes, ugh. Yeah,
kind of crazy that Higuchi gets all the way back out of the studio and back to his car. Like, we know the task force is limited, but having somebody in the... in the parking lot would probably have been
might
a good
have helped.
Idea.
Yeah, and so
hindsight 2020.
And that's the thing, they have a lot of things covered, but not all of it. And yeah, at that moment, I know that I saw the sniper rifle, but maybe I didn't. I'm thinking like, why are you in that helicopter? And then you get the Watari sniper deal coming up. But even so, you have just a bunch. It's so funny. You have a bunch of people jumping into tinted window cars with their motorcycle helmets on. They're going after you know, Iguchi, who is just freaking out right now. And he's like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Everything converges now on the highway. There's no other cars around except for Iguchi on the highway. And he's being chased by the helicopter. And coming the other way out of nowhere, we get 15 cop cars led by one unmarked police car. And that turns out to be, of all people, it turns out to be Aizawa.
That was a crazy...
That was a cool reveal.
That was the best thing of this issue, is that we find out that Aizawa has been working on the side
right.
with
He's the
police
the guy
and has some people.
Who quit the task force because he wanted to take care of his family, but secretly he was working on the Kira case all along. And so when the call came in, hey, stay away from this car at this location at this time, he was ready, and he had a squad ready to go.
Yeah, he has a squad.
He had the windows all tinted, which I thought tinted windows, that's perfect. That's very smart. So, yeah, he's the one who cuts off Iguchi. Otherwise, Iguchi might have gotten away, I think. I have no idea. Like, maybe in Los Angeles, there's a lot of helicopter versus car chases. And, you know, sometimes the car gets away, but this time he doesn't. So things are really closing in tight, tight, tight.
Yeah, and then in a weird play again, you have L, who's going to have a gun and hold it really odd, says to Light, hey, here, I want you to have this gun. And then the same as his dad, he goes, no, those aren't allowed. I don't want it. And it's just a weird little play again to just show that.
I think once again, you see that Light is just like L, but he's also like his dad. So it shows these two different sides of him, which is kind of neat.
And it looks great when you have the whole police squad. I mean, all of a sudden we have like just action movie, you know,
it's a wide screen. It's not quite the full double page splash, but it's two pages wide. It's like the upper two thirds of those two pages. And you can see all these cars just covering the whole highway.
Yeah. And then I'm looking, I have to go back for a look because I swear to God, I didn't see that Watari earlier had a full-out ski mask on his head, and then he does, but I might be wrong. No, he does. I guess he pulls it up. Originally...
Right. He didn't have it right at the beginning, but, you know, everybody needs to have their faces
hidden.
They
have to have their face hidden, so he's doing that, and they're doing a lot of stuff with headlights shining at Iguchi. They also have the tinted windows and all that, so it makes sense. But, yeah, that they end up having him, you know, they stop him. He's kind of stuck, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah,
he has no idea.
Watari blows out the tires on his car, so he can't flee either direction. And then he says, oh, I'm screwed here. There's no way out of this. My life is over. So he pulls a Blazing Saddles move here, and he takes himself hostage, just so like Levon Little.
It's so funny. He does that. At first, I just thought he was going to off himself. I thought that he was like, it's
anybody
over.
Anybody stay back or Kira gets it.
But then when he sits there, he's like,
would have been
no,
perfect, right? I mean, that would have
been
a way to continue the story.
It would have been
that,
great.
Kira's dead, so they can say Kira's dead. But L would be so mad because he never would have learned how it really works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we would wonder how it switches up.
And then maybe the death note that he had goes off somewhere else and we can continue the story. I thought maybe he was going to die right here.
I thought he was too. And I started thinking of it being like a Green Lantern ring that all of a sudden you see it hovering around, flying around somewhere. But I thought he was just like, okay, because he keeps saying, oh my God, they tricked me. It was a trap. I can't. This is my life is done, all this. So I'm like, okay. So then he puts the gun and he's like, stay back. But then he says to himself, I can't take myself out. I'm like, I just thought you were off. But it's Blazing Saddles. And then they end up where, I mean, I'm telling you, Watari, this guy's a crack shot.
This is crazy.
He is also on the runners of a flying helicopter as he's shooting. I'm like, this guy has some skill.
This is a high difficulty shot. He's in a helicopter being piloted by an amateur with no license, so it can't be the most stable shooting platform ever. He's wearing these tiny little grandpa glasses. He's holding this giant rifle that's probably about two-thirds his weight, and he shoots the gun right out of Iguchi's hand. The gun that's being held against his head.
Against his head.
Nope.
It's so crazy.
No injuries. He's fine. Everybody's fine.
If Watari would have accidentally then again, L would have been really upset because he wants to see what's going on.
Finger had already pulled the trigger like 8/9 of the way back. It's almost all the way there. I have no idea how this gun doesn't go off.
Watari is like the king of all shots. And like you said, it does
that's
look
what
like
we need. We need like a prequel manga about, you know, what Watari was before all this. Like, you know, like Alfred. Alfred gets some of those stories sometimes, but he was in the war and he did this. I want to see what Watari.
Granny glasses. Even at the one point, it looks like he closes his eyes as he's shooting. But he had to shoot two things, a tire, boom, and a gun out of a guy's hand. I don't know how he doesn't finish that pull of the trigger, even getting that shot, because it would make you kind of jerk that deal. But he dropped it. It's so crazy.
And that's where the chapter ends. I'm like, oh, we don't get to see him actually apprehended. We don't get to see if he says that he's Kira. We don't get to see if he tries to get a look at somebody's face. We don't know if they find the notebook. It just ends, except we do get a Death Note how to use it.
Yeah, and right before you end up where Light says, it's over. And then you're like, yes, it is. But I don't think it is, but we'll see. But yeah, we get it. This is a weird, sexy Death Note.
I think this should not have been here.
I don't
understand. I think it would have been much more fun if it just stops cold, because this is so, I mean, it's so odd. It's so out of nowhere. It's a little R-rated for some reason.
Yeah, it is. I don't get it.
Death Note, how to use it, 36, XXXVI. And we learn there are male and female gods of death, which we knew because Rem is female, right? But it is neither permitted nor possible for them to have sexual relations with humans. The gods of death also cannot have sex with each other. I mean, that explains why they're all bored up there in the land of the dead.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Playing dice and stuff. Nothing else they can do with themselves.
Tossing dice instead of tossing off, I guess. I
didn't need to know this. Why do we need to know this?
You don't. And the weird thing
about
these...
Who was asking this? Was somebody writing in letters to Oba saying, oh, what about...
Some creep was Shinigami
screwing each other? How does that work?
Maybe it was like people are like, oh... Maybe they got upset about when it became evident that Rem was female and like Misa, that people got upset. I don't know. I don't. And
so
the idea, usually when we have these, we will ask questions about like, well, it says this about this.
No further questions. I don't want to know anymore.
And the weird thing is, it says you can't have the male and female can't have sex with each other, but they also can't have sex with humans. And then you're like, I don't want another loophole here.
Is it like a Ken doll situation or who knows?
And it makes you think of something you never would have thought of that throws you off.
And
like,
I wish
God.
No one had told me because now I'm thinking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, it's like you can't unsee it. Well, you don't need to see it. Like, why? Why? I want to see more Watari rooting, tooting, shooting. I need to see this guy, the crack shot of Japan. Especially in the thing. Now, again, Watari and L, they seem to be a little more loose and more worldly, but the idea that he is a crack shot and he's saying, I do want to see if I guess they don't have any backstory deal.
You might get a whole 10 chapters in a row with all black backgrounds and we'll get Watari's backstory. I'd love that.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. We haven't gotten a lot of Watari.
A lot of chapters left.
He becomes the most interesting man in the whole thing. I'm like, oh, I actually want to see more of Weedy. Aber, Aber. But I'd even go with the idea of, as we're going through, like, maybe see, I know we won't because it kind of be redundant, but what Aizawa's been up to that he did end up, how did he gather up this whole squad that's on the undercover kind of down low?
That scene where they all show up on the highway, that would look great in live action, but then I think what I've heard about the Death Note live action is it's not so great, so maybe you don't want to see that scene in live
action. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I heard that too. But maybe I don't know. We'll have to see. But what would you give this?
Oh, it was a fun chapter. It has some cool stuff. A lot of moments that make you go, why is that even there? A little too silly in places, but still a good time overall. I'm glad I read it. Had fun talking about it. 8.5 out of 10. Good
I'm an
stuff.
8.5 as well. It's just why not? Cool. The idea that it started off and in this, you know, I love it so much. That I could go with. And L's so crazy that him saying he can fly a helicopter because it's not illegal.
And I believe
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. And you said, the worst is, I didn't even think while I was reading it about, man, Watari's on that. Like, it was when we're reading it that after you talk, I'm like, oh, God, this is so crazy. But it's cool. You should have just ended it. You didn't need that Death Note and how to use it at the end. It was very odd. That felt like it was something that somebody gave them crap about. Yeah, that didn't seem
leaves like, a sour taste.
I, yeah, and I don't, know how that ends up becoming a clever twist down the line. It just seemed like it was there.
About, oh, is this going to play into the story going forward? God, I hope not. Please no.
Like, we don't need to see Rem coming out of the shower unless it's a Bobby Ewing thing and we're resetting stuff. But if we see that and it's like, ooh, I don't want to go there. But yeah, I really liked it still. It's not the greatest of chapters, but still really good and goofy. And I can't wait to the next chapter because I don't think that it's over for Higuchi. But if it is, what does that mean? What do we
do? What is he going to say? What information does L get?
Yeah. And when we talked about this before.
What happened to the note? What happens to Rem?
That's my big
does
thing.
Does Misa let on, oh, I kind of knew this all along. She's still chained up back in the office.
Yeah. So is it the play where then Rem could go, I don't know. I don't know how. And with that, we talked about it all along. How do you prosecute somebody with something like this? And when I kept thinking, well, L's going to catch him and they're going to put him in. But now the police
I think
are involved.
He might die right there.
Yeah,
and then you
yeah.
don't have to worry about the prosecution because he's just
we
died in the process.
See. Yeah, and it still may be the case. I don't know. We're going to have
to see.
It
could happen.
Yeah. And again, they don't really know how the Death Note works, so they got to still be careful.
Maybe he gives up the Death Note and now he legitimately doesn't remember anything, just like, you know, Light did and Misa did. That's a way out.
There are two people that seem in this whole thing. L and Light do not have masks or anything on. And they're in that helicopter. They're up above, but hopefully they realize that they have to do something more with that because that would be crazy. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So we'll be back and next week, a couple weeks, whatever the scheduling is. But when we get back, I'm pretty pumped to see what happens. So thanks for joining me once again, Jason. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Jim.
For listening and hopefully reading along as well. And we will talk to you all later.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.